We tackle the big questions of the day here on the Wake Up Call. Of course we do. So here's one. How do you tackle an all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet? What's your strategies? Pastries, fruit, yogurt first. Maybe you're right in there diving into the scrambled eggs. Sausages everywhere. How do you do it? Well, the team is here. And by the way, that there is a formula which we're about to find out, but I want to know how you do it first. So producers Sam and Annabelle in the studio. Hi.
Hello. You've made me really hungry now, Anna.
I know. It's about that time when stomachs start to rumble.
I want the bacon. I want eggs. I want it all now, please. I don't really have a technique. I just think it's how can I get my money's worth? How can I eat as much as possible? Preferably croissants first.
Croissants first. Okay. Yeah. Now, I can imagine your technique is like, give me a plate and let's just like literally feet first.
Yeah, give me five plates.
All bowls.
Not just one.
This is the person who couldn't keep their advent calendar for the whole of advent and ate the whole thing just for context. Yeah. So how about you, Sam?
I'm kind of similar, but I like, you know, a breakfast starter, to go and get my pastries, you know, a cereal, go on to my main course, get all the fried
organized
goods, all the wonderful stuff, and then, you know, wrap it up with like a yogurt or something like that afterwards, a banana, you know. That's like nice methodical approach.
Completely the opposite to me. I'm one or the other. I look at it and I'm like, am I going like sweet or am I going savoury? So I'm either going for the cooked stuff or I'll just get like a bit of cereal, some fruit.
Really? Think of it as a starter, main and dessert.
No, because like
I've got
my whole day to do. I don't want to sleep the rest of the day. Well, look, a scientist is here. So you're going to like stick around and you'll hear from Dr. Tom Crawford, who put us in our place over this one. He is, to give him his proper title, the public engagement lead at Oxford University's Department for Continuing Education. He's also the man that's written a formula about how to tackle the all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, and he joins us this morning. So are we disturbing you, Dr. Tom? Are you actually in mid-course? Are you all right?
Yeah, it's a little bit early for me, to be honest. I haven't had my buffet yet, so all this talk of food is also making me a little bit hungry.
Well, I was a bit worried, because doesn't it say on your report the perfect time to start your breakfast buffet is at 8:17 in the morning? It's 8:25.
I know, yeah, exactly. This is... So the results of the formula are from a survey of the British public. So I guess my personal preference would be to start later. But according to the survey from Asda Money, the British holidaymakers want to start at 8:17 in the morning.
I suppose when you're on holiday, well, there's two schools of thought. You're on holiday, it's lying, or you're on holiday, you need to get up, you need to get at it. You know, you've got Instagram photos to take. So that's probably where the 8:17 comes from. So you haven't in Oxford University sat down with, I don't know, in a science lab with a pipette or anything like that doing this, getting little droplets of breakfast.
No, this was, as I said, this was a survey of people across the UK. And the idea was to try and come up with, as you say, a formula to tackle the breakfast buffet. So it was asking people about their general habits, so their time of arrival, what kind of food they prefer to eat, and also, of course, how many plates they want. So it's interesting that a few of you mentioned, you know, give me five plates when you were joking in the intro. But there's the issue of overeating. So
100%.
You know, this is built into the formula. If you're going for three or more plates, it's actually going to have a negative effect. So that's going to give you a negative score in the formula.
Depends,
if you're going for the overeating.
Depends on your strategy for your holiday, because there's one school of thought, right? If it's included in the price, you eat everything and then you don't eat again until the evening. But my husband won't let me do that. He's like, no, we're on holiday. We have to have lunch. If you want to have lunch, you can't do it. So anyway, I know that there is a particular formula. So why don't you hit us with it and we'll see how we feel about it.
Okay, so the full formula, the buffet score out of 10. So it's equal to your time of arrival, and then you do 1 divided by 2.4 minus the number of plates. So the 2.4 is interesting because that's the average number, according to, again, British holidaymakers. And then you add on the score for your food. So the food is scored on 3 variables. So each item you pick is sort of scored on a ranking, again, based on popularity amongst the British public. It's also scored on its cost. So a few of you have mentioned you want to get, you know, the most bang for your buck. So you want to get the expensive items in there. And then it's also scored on how full the food makes you. So this is something called the satiety index. So every food actually has a ranking based on full scientific study. This was done at Sydney University a decade or so ago. And right. each food will actually give you a score of like how full it makes you feel. So again, you want to kind of balance that in terms of feeling full, but getting as much as possible to get your money's worth. And then at the end, there's also a final variable, which talks about the waiting time between plates, because you have to have some amount of time for digestion, but you don't want to wait too long because then you start to feel like overfull and need a nap and need to lie down again. So there's a whole host of things that go into the perfect breakfast buffet.
It sounds very complicated. And it also sounds like a lot of food. So you mentioned the plates, the first being a hot plate with one piece of toast, a portion of eggs, a helping of beans, two pieces of bacon and two sausages. Veggie or otherwise. And then, yeah, as you say, a hiatus of 16 minutes to aid the digestion. And then two pieces of smoked salmon, very posh, two servings of fruit, one pastry, one yogurt, and a bowl of cereal. That, I mean, really?
Again, it's this is, obviously it's a bit of fun, I should stress that. But
yeah, of course.
This is what British people want from their breakfast buffet. You know, I have done the maths behind it and figured out this is according to people in the UK, this is what you should be doing. So I agree, it might feel like a lot of food, but I also, you know, lots of people, you want to kind of, you said yourself, you want to fill up. You want, you know, if you're going to your all-inclusive breakfast buffet, you're going there to kind of pig out, let's be honest, and have as much as you can, get your money's worth. So this is kind of the guide. And I know that lots of people have been interested in the idea of the hot food first, before the cold food.
Controversial.
And that's kind of, yeah, exactly. So the idea of that is the items that are the most popular sort of scored the highest, let's say, on the food ranking of cost-effective, you know, popular and make you feel full. Those items you want to have first, because if you do, as you're progressing through the menu, if you do obviously feel full and want to stop early, maybe you're not feeling it that day, then you've got the good stuff in first. Right, so you don't
want to. There's also
it's like filling up a bread.
Yeah, there's another theory as well, isn't there, that if those things are the best things, they might run out.
Hopefully the arrival time of 8:17 is designed that there should be enough food left by the time you're finishing. So we've thought about it all. We've thought about it all in there.
Yeah, I mean, you could say we've overthought about it this morning, but that is utterly, utterly brilliant. I will never look at a breakfast buffet in the same way again. I don't know why you just stood there with a plate. I'm trying to remember the formula. I'm trying to get this right next time. And listen, Tom, can we keep you? Like, cards on table, I'm not very good at maths. We need someone to step in at these junctures. Can we have you back again next time we've got a similar equation to talk about?
Oh, I love it. Any opportunity to talk about maths is my forte. So yes, absolutely.
We'll sign you up. Listen, have a great day. Go and enjoy your breakfast, perhaps a bit later on when you've worked up an appetite, and we'll speak to you again soon. That's Dr. Tom Crawford then, who is from Oxford University, helping us to unravel that formula of a perfect breakfast buffet. Right, now go and enjoy your breakfast. Eat what you like.